Dr. Jessica Beard is an associate professor of surgery and director of trauma research at the Lewis Katz School of Medicine at Temple University. She serves as the interim trauma program medical director at Temple University Hospital and is a Stoneleigh Foundation Fellow. As director of research for the Philadelphia Center for Gun Violence Reporting, Dr. Beard's work focuses on reducing the harms caused by community firearm violence and its portrayal in news media. Her groundbreaking research has been supported by the National Institutes of Health, and she's authored studies examining the intersection of gun violence, public health, and media reporting practices. Dr. Beard is joining us here to tell us about a recent study defining harmful news reporting on community firearms violence. What led you to pursue this research?
Thank you for that introduction, Lorraine, and it's great to be here. So we've been doing research looking at how our patients or firearm injured people feel or respond to news reports about their injury. We've also looked at the actual news reports in Philadelphia. And so what we've been kind of doing with this research is developing science and developing our understanding of what harmful reporting is, largely at the individual level, how people who've been shot are harmed by news reports. And there's a really strong precedent for doing research on reporting in order to change journalistic practices, and that's specifically when it comes to reporting on suicide. Hmm. And one of the things that really helped is to define what is harmful. And that's what led us to this research, kind of modeling our work around the suicide research and the information that they have there. And that's what we did in the study was talk to experts, have experts do several rounds of surveys to define what is harmful reporting.
I wonder if you can talk about some of your key findings, the most significant harmful news content elements identified in your study, and how do these elements impact individuals and communities?
Yeah, and just for a little bit of background, this study is called the Delphi Consensus Study, and the group of experts include people who've been impacted by gun violence, firearm injured people and their loved ones, journalists who are reporting on gun violence, and also scholars. So we defined expertise broadly, and we were able to come to a consensus with this group of experts, and this is anonymous so that each person has an equal voice, and there's not one voice overpowering everyone. And the experts determined that there are 12 harmful news content elements that could cause harm across three different levels. And we thought including the three different levels was important because we had looked, again, as I mentioned, largely at the individual level and potentially at the community level. But there's also sort of the larger discussion around how news impacts our society. And we thought that those news content elements would be different across those three levels. And this gets into how journalists think about news reporting. They may think, well, I'm reporting on this shooting for public safety, but maybe including the name of the treating hospital is going to hurt the person that the news report is about. Hmm. We also asked the experts to grade the severity of harm. So how severe was the harm potentially to be caused by graphic content versus episodic framing? Episodic framing means when the news report just talks about the single shooting event without its context or its root causes. And you asked what are the most harmful news content elements. So there were three that were perceived or thought to cause harm, severe harm at all three levels. So severe harm to individuals who've been shot and their loved ones, at the community level, to the community impacted, and at the society level. And those were graphic and explicit content, usually like a video or audio of a shooting, which we do see in news reports in Philadelphia about gun violence, the episodic framing, and then stories that do not explore solutions.
Mm. How did the perspectives of those with lived experiences of community firearm violence shape the outcomes of your research?
Well, I think they were really important to include. Obviously, in this study was the perspective of our patients from our previous research as well. That informed the harmful news content elements that we started the first survey with. And I think what we found in one of the outcomes was that severe harm was mostly seen in the news content elements at the individual level. So 8 of the 12 news content elements were thought to potentially cause severe harm at the level of the firearm injured person and the co-victim. And I think that's reflective of you know, the involvement of our lived experience experts. We didn't look, it's a small sample size, just 21 people, but again, their expertise is very important. And that's actually a normal sample size for a study like this. So we weren't able to kind of parse out who said what and that kind of thing. But I think that the perspective of the lived those with lived experience added a lot of richness and real integrity to this research.
How does reducing harmful news reporting on community firearm violence contribute to addressing health disparities, especially in marginalized communities?
I think that's a great question. And it's one that we think about a lot. One of the things that our patients told us in our study where we interviewed them was that they were worried that harmful reporting, episodic reporting that's presenting gun violence as an inevitable thing that we can't solve, could actually be fueling a cycle of violence, could actually be contributing to gun violence. That has never been researched. We don't know the answer to that question. We are seeking to do research on that. But I think if we can transform that narrative to one that's not going to cause that harm, not going to harm individuals, not going to harm society, then I think we could potentially work on decreasing gun violence. The other concern is that if we know that reporting is causing harm to firearm-injured people, we know that's a disparity. That's a health disparity, because most of the people who get shot in Philadelphia and around the country in interpersonal violence or community firearm violence are Black people and Latinx people. So this, frankly, racist narrative that exists in news reports, especially kind of sensationalized and these episodic reports, is directly harming this group of people. And so addressing that, making that better, that is the work of dismantling structural racism.
So what role do journalists and media outlets play in reshaping the narrative around firearm violence, and what practical steps can they take based on your research?
The power is all in the hands of the journalists. And we know at the Philadelphia Center for Gun Violence that there are many journalists who are telling deeper stories about gun violence. So we see the good and great reporting, and we're really motivated by that. But we also see these episodic crime stories every day on TV news. And so I think, you know, rethinking those narratives, reshaping those narratives to ones that explore root causes and solutions, one that include narrators besides the police. That was another news content element that was considered harmful. Stories that include the perspectives of firearm injured people and their loved ones to emphasize the humanity of the victims of gun violence and the human toll that gun violence takes. Those are ways that the narrative can be transformed. At the Philadelphia Center for Gun Violence Reporting, we do have a toolkit for better gun violence reporting. It's a document that includes recommendations that are evidence-based regarding do's and don'ts, so certain language to include or not include, context to include, how to actually talk about the root causes and solutions in a very simple way in order to deepen the narrative and kind of push up against some of the stereotypical or biased narratives that exist. And how to, when you actually have to go to a crime scene to report, because journalists will have to do that, how to look for community context and seek alternative narrators.
Dr. Beard, I wanted to also touch on where people get information, because when we talk about reporting, we often think about television news, newspapers, maybe even the radio, but we are finding more and more that people are consuming information and news, whether it's accurate or inaccurate, through social media and other forms of digital access. And I wonder if you can talk a bit about what role that has in terms of our own perception about gun violence and how that contributes to this false narrative, or how it might hurt, again, in terms of being able to address the issue of gun violence.
At PCGVR and in our research collaborative, we've largely focused on traditional news reporting and legacy media sources. And we chose to do research looking at how local TV news reports on gun violence, because the communications research would show that most people are still getting their news from the television. And a lot of TV news is repurposed for digital sources, and we see it present in social media as well when we've evaluated social media pages. When we asked our patients, most of them are still utilizing television for their news source. So I think that's kind of the argument for being interested in TV news. I think there are other great news sources that explore gun violence more deeply, specifically dedicated to reporting on gun violence, like The Trace, for example, that folks can get their news from and be sure that there's a lot of research that's gone into that. In terms of social media, it's a really big question. I think, again, we're interested in TV news because it does show up on social media, but the question about how social media impacts people's behavior and perspective on the world is really unknown. And from what I understand, though I'm not an expert, highly complex. And it hasn't been a place that we've focused our research, but it's definitely a place that we're interested in looking at going forward.
Dr. Beard, if people want more information on the research that you've conducted and perhaps some feedback and suggestions about how media can be better in terms of reporting on gun violence, where do they go?
So the Philadelphia Center for Gun Violence Reporting has a website. It's pcgvr.org. All of our research is available there. There's a page about our collaborative research team. We have actually four research studies that have been kind of created by the collaborative. They're all published in open access journals. So when you go to those studies, you should be able to click on them and download the entire PDF and read it. And we do that on purpose. We're not just putting our research published in a journal for nobody to read. We want people to read this work. There are other resources for journalists to join in a collaborative effort. A group of gun violence prevention journalists are working together, so that's really exciting. Also available on the website. And we have a newsletter that you can sign up for that gives weekly updates about the gun violence in Philadelphia and then also more nationally, and then the resources and activities of PCGBR.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Jessica Beard, Associate Professor of Surgery and Director of Trauma Research at the Lewis Katz School of Medicine at Temple University, Interim Trauma Program Medical Director at Temple University Hospital, and Director of Research for the Philadelphia Center for Gun Violence Reporting. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Fly, eagles, fly on the road.
You can listen to all of today's interviews by going to our station website and typing in keyword community. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio app, Keywords Philadelphia Community Podcast. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Lorraine Ballard. I'm Lorraine Ballard Morrow, and I stand for service to our community and media that empowers. What will you stand for? You've been listening to Insight, and thank you.
EAGLES, Eagles!